which is the Mishabura of Katan Vav. So after they do the Bdika at night time, so immediately after the Bdika, you should do the Bittul. So what's the thought process over here that you have to do Bittul, and why should it be immediately afterwards? Okay. The Avogav, the Midaraisa, Bdika Levad Sagi. The Natura Sagi, Bechamhan, Obebir, Obebittul. Bdika being, meaning Bdika, and then as a prelude to beer. So Bdika with beer together is sufficient, Midaraisa. Bittul, or a Bittul by itself is also sufficient, Midaraisa. Film Yeshar, Sham, Chom, and Tobias, and Arbor Love, calls Mashla, Nedaloi. Even if, for every reason, he wasn't effective in his Bdika, assuming he did it, you know, as he's supposed to, but he missed something, he would not be urban to the rice of owning chametz till he finds it. He'd find something that eventually the person might find something. Now, certain things, even if he finds them, not a problem because they're insignificant in halacha, like crumbs. But he'll find something of greater value. And instead of destroying it with alacrity, he will hold on to it for a period of time. And if he does that, so he's over by Rabbi Matzah. Now, there's a Rashi in Psachim which says that if he's finds it and he takes some time to destroy it, but he's just holding on to it to be able to get to a appropriate moment to destroy it, he's not over by Rabbi Matzah. Assuming he did his bedikah and beer properly, and he finds chametz and pesach, which he intends to destroy, and he's being masha amanas levaroi, he's not over by Rabbi Matzah. So but in case there, if he would hesitate. So that's such a geshmaka donut, you know. That's such a geshmaka. I'll keep it after Pesach. He's not going to eat it. We'll keep it. See, by Rabbi Matzah. So that in that situation, that moment, he'll potentially be over by Rabbi Matzah. Then we said, let's get rid of everything not to be in that situation. So I'm sorry. Let's do Bittul. That even if he would find such a thing, might see the Bittul already. So if you understand that the logic behind Bittul is a hefker, so in that situation, he will not be over, once he's been mevatel, he will no longer be over by Yerba Yamatze. He says, L'chazite l'varte, O'mashiro u'bir en mevatel akshem. But whatever he has found and he's aware of, which he's attempting to destroy, he's not being mevatel. Well, somewhat he's keeping, he plans to eat, so that's he's not coming over that. He's not being mevatel that. And the part which he's keeping for the purpose of. Here. That's a number.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, sorry.
No, my wife needed a number from the account from the ID case, okay? And he wants him a kind mitzvah to serve his chametz with his chametz. L'chein en mevatel akol al demakor ach achila u'v'achar shesor v'chametz. There's a mitzvah to destroy your chametz and do a mitzvah beer. That's only if it's your chametz. If you're mevatel already, there's no mitzvah. So if by night time I'm mevatel the chametz, I'm going to burn tomorrow. When I come the next day to burn it, I have no mitzvah beer anymore, mitaraisu, because I had been mevatel already. So, therefore, we say only be mevatel the chametz that you have not found, and this way the chametz that you found that you're planning to destroy, there's no bittul, and you're mitzvah the rights of a beer. Well, have any kafir dar. So the language of the Shulchan Aruch is will have a kafir dar, that he should be mivata like afra dar. But nachan the Mishabura adds, sheyemer will have a hefker kafir dar. So suppose we're just saying that. So there's machlokes b'shoinim how bittul works. Some b'shoinim learn bittul works based on the concept of hefker. So that according to those b'shoinim, saying the phrase of hefker makes a lot of sense. But some b'shoinim learn that bittul does not require hefker, but rather bittul works because it's a question of the Torah. But the Torah is being mechadish. If a person accepts the fact that the Torah said that you can't have chametz, and the Torah really says the chametz really is not yours, but the Torah put it back into your rishus in order that you should be over. But if you, as it were, accept the decision of the Torah that it should be, you should not use it, and you declare that it's worthless in your eyes, you never have any issue. So you take care of the issue just through bithel. So according to those who shun him, there's no need to say the word hefker because it doesn't work with hefker. But he's saying it makes sense to add the word hefker in order to make sure that you're being yours according to the Rishonim, would say it's a hefker. Now, if Shomer Loshen Zeh, so Miklu Yama Mahani Loshen Zeh Shal Hefker, if Shomer Loshen Zeh Ben Erlem Ben Atzmai, Lomer Zeh An Lashim. So the Mora says that hefker has to be done Bifnei Shloisha, has to be done in the presence of three people. So, so that halacha, that's only the rabbanim. It arises a hefker, does not require shloisha. And the reason why hefker requires shloisha is to show that you mean it seriously. Well, how do you show you mean it seriously? If I am willing to publicize my hefker in such a way that there's people who potentially could be zeichen and know about it, so I publicize it to the whole community. Three people is equivalent to the lacha of making it public. So, hey, did you hear that Eric Rangel was mafker his car? Okay, let's go get it. Let's go be carrying it. So I'm serious about my hefker. I called one guy quietly to back in my backyard, my best friend. He said, it's hefker, don't tell anybody. Right? So, obviously, what are you doing? You're not, the fact that you're not publicizing means you don't really want to be after it. If it's really after, you really don't care if somebody should take it. So why are you not comfortable publicizing it? So the fact that the person is willing to publicize it in front of three, that shows a level of seriousness of his after. But Mina Rice, so you don't need that. As long as you're serious that you're mafker, it's good enough. Over here, the guy in the midst of by your say, obviously the person wants him after it, not to be over the issur. So even if he's just being after, but another man out, so nobody knows about it. But if you truly declare it after, it's after. Blushin Shemavit. Shabitul Humitaris after. So it's not a religious formula. It's a financial statement. Yemeni Yudeya, Mamahani Abitul. I am here by transferring ownership to you, and I say it in, you know, Mandarin Chinese. What did you just commit to? I have no idea, but you know, I'll find out afterwards. You know, well, you didn't really mean it, if you don't know what you're saying. So over here, it's a financial formula. So you need to know what you're saying. Well, came Torah Lamei Hora Chena Mavina Veloshan Kodesh Oishem Avatelis Shetamer Veloshan Shemavina. People are not familiar with the Lashon HaKodesh, should say it in a language that they're familiar with, or Aramaic, really. The Haino Alan, so he gives his thoughts in Yiddish. Alan Chometz Oda Zoyer Teg. Dor Teg is Sor. Vos is in mine Rishus, which is in my Rishus. Zol Zayin Hefker, should be Hefker. Zol Nit Zayin Gerechtend, it shall be considered nor a zoi v erid in gas, just like the dirt in the streets. Otherwise, it's the air in the gas. Some of you have a translation on the bottom. So if you're not familiar with Yiddish, you want to say it in modern Hebrew as opposed to Aramaic, you would say the phrase down the bottom. You can say it in English. And he doesn't really know what he said. So im yedei lepachas inyan habitzel. He doesn't know what the words mean exactly, but he knows he's mafker his chametz. Yotz b'di yavet. Avimeno maven klal v'serber shomer eitzet chinu. Yotz b'di yavet. He says, by the way, sir, what are you to say? He says, I just prayed to God that Pesach should be good. You know, he has no idea what he's saying. So that doesn't work. Right? Once they asked an Amor, it's like, you know, what does Kol Nidre mean? He says, you pray to Hashem for forgiveness for your sins. Kol Nidre means an act of annulling your nidor, shuas. He doesn't know what it means. You go to the shul and the chazan puts on this beautiful white kittel, and they take on the Sefer Torah and they say, Hashem, please forgive me. Okay, that's his mazogim. So what does this phrase mean over here after Yusuf Shal Chometz? Said, we should say not to have any chametz during Pesach. Please. Okay, I'm not getting involved in that question right now, okay? Okay, B'loshon HaKodesh. The language of the Shulchan of the Ramos, you don't say Lashon HaKodesh, you say in a different language. We don't say Lashon HaKodesh, we say it in Aramaic. That's what he meant. Okay. Now, that's by night. So why do you have to be mivatel the next day? First of all, you don't need to, so basically, what are you left with? The chometz which you haven't found, you've been revolved. The chometz which you found, which you're destroying. The chometz which you plan to eat, you're going to eat. Okay, we're good. Like, what's the problem? Well, b'shergilam litris pas b'yam yudal the michael. Sometimes they would buy food in the morning. Megam b'pas shashir b'layla the machol olon iskav on the vatloi. He wasn't revolved to the chometz he left over to eat. And if he doesn't eat all of it, so he never was mevatel. And even if he had a mind to mevatel that chometz, by virtue of the fact that he's taking it to use it, is the equivalent of taking it back. So the person, in case the leather but the kazayas left over the food. So he didn't destroy it. He wasn't mevatel it, and he didn't eat it. So now you have chametz that you bring over in Pesach. He said the raisa. Let's order mevatel again. So by nighttime we have a very distinct, clear time to be mevatel. The person does the bedikah, and immediately afterwards he does the bittul. So that we're not afraid he's going to forget. That's part of the bedikah process, is to do the bittul afterwards. By day, he starts burning the chametz. And he said, well, I don't want to be mevatel the chametz now until it's burnt. So very nice. So he walks away and goes to get some other things and forgets to do the bittul. So he realizes it's 12:30. He wasn't mevatel the chametz yet. He says, okay, I'm mevatel right now. I'm sorry, it's too late, sir. Right? Can't be mevatel after 5 hours. Later, you can't be mevatel. Well, that was at 12:10, so you blew it. That's why we do the bittul at nighttime. So you shouldn't do the bittul by day until after you've burnt the chametz, or the mekayin, the mitzvah of beer chametz with your own chametz. Lachar sarv chametz im kein tzarich lisav kadem shal shishis. So therefore the burning and then the bittul have to take place before the beginning of the sixth hour. Mikra, then the burning can be done in the sixth hour, but you can't do bittul anymore. Okay. Fine. Gimel. Yeah. No. What I said was that you cannot do bittel after the shoshishis. Once we get into the sixth hour comes. Mikra, then you can do the beer in the shoshishis also. The issue of having chametz and Erev Pesach starts by chatzos. Chazal, that's an issue of achila. The issue of only chametz, midrash, only starts by nighttime. There's a mitzvah to say to destroy chametz in Erev Pesach. That applies the whole day. So now, there's another issue of the Torah of having chametz in your rishus once the time of the Korban Pesach comes. That pashas, according to most Rishonim, only applies if you're being mocked of a Korban Pesach. So some say it does, some say it doesn't. Not Midrash, only Midrabanan. So, but even if it does, they did not extend that Isser before Chatzos. That which is also before Chatzos is Achila and Hanua. That's also before Chatzos. Achila already from beginning of the fifth hour, after and Hanua from beginning of the sixth hour. So you could burn it in the sixth hour, not a problem. But you can't do Bittel anymore, because once it's also Bechil and Behanoah, it's not considered yours to be Mevatel it. So you're over the Isser of having it, but you can't be Mevatel it. In a case a person only realized and did a Bittel after Shoshishis, or after Chatzos, and in cases of Hefzer Merubah, there's another Behudah which says the Bittel will work at that point in time. But we're not going to set that up the Chachila because that's very debatable. So in case of Hesed Meruba, so there's Mokum to be Mekel, etc. But so we want you to do the Sreifa before Shoshishis, because since you're not supposed to do the Sreifa, you're not supposed to do the Bittul until after the Sreifa, because you want to do the Sreifa with your Chometz. So you have to do the Sreifa and then do the Bittul. Well, you want to do the Bittul after the Sreifa. You have to make sure that your Sreifa is done before Shoshishis to allow you to do Bittul. So Pashtus, it's debatable whether that was, it's not problematic, but you had an opportunity with Mitzvah Sederais to destroy your chametz, which you threw it to destroy it, and then you made it not yours, so there's no mitzvah to destroy it anymore. So you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, you're not over an Isser, just you weren't the opportunity of Mekayim the Mitzvah, you didn't do. There's an argument to say, well, I did destroy it. I threw it into the fire. And whatever happens afterwards is automatic. It's not my responsibility. It's an argument. It's not necessarily convincing, but it's an argument. So the halacha is that it has to be scorched. It doesn't have to be completely, but it has to be scorched. So you have to wait till all of the food that you place in there, you know that it's scorched. So that once it reaches that stage, that is sufficient for the purpose of the beer. I can understand why you can connect the two, but it's a different thought process. Okay, no problem. Bittul yarm gimel yarm de chazite de lo chazite de biarte de lo biarte. So by the bittul which you do by daytime, which we're again saying that's not based on the Gemara. It's just a good idea to do it again. This is an idea which the Rosh says to do. So there. Since you're doing it after you've done the beer, and after you finish eating, So you include all the chametz which is possible. The bitul yam is only to cover anything which is, might have been left over, etc. So you cover everything. Dalid. Shlucha yachel levatel. Because levatel shliach tzarech sheyemer chemsel shaploini yehei batel. So the Shulchan Aruch says you can levatel ayirei shliach, and the shliach will say the lashon of he's being levatel the chametz of so and so. Okay. Imenu ish bebeisa yevatel b'mokam shehu. So a person does not have to be present where the chametz is to do bittul on the chametz. And if the woman believes, any, the wife believes any reason that he's not, he's going to not do that, he forgot to do that, so then she should do the bittul. The modern version of this question is, when's the proper time to do that? Time zones become significant. So if the chametz is found in Eretz Yisrael and he's in America, so he has to do the zman of Isser on the chametz, that it comes also b'hanoah, etc. Pashas is totally where the chametz is. So he has to make sure he does the bittul prior to that time. So if he's in America and his chametz is in Eretz Yisrael, he wants to mevatel his chametz. If he waits till the zman bittul here in America, he's 7 hours late for the zman bittul in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Now, Zok the Mishnah Bura Yudalit. Now, Shluchai. So, there's two issues over here. One issue over here is it possible to make a shliach on bittul? The second question is, if he was appointed to do bedika, doesn't mean he has the power to do bittul. One is, once I get past the first hurdle, whether it's possible to make a shliach on the concept of bittul, I can discuss, is there an automatic assumption that I made you the shliach for bittul when I asked you to do bedika? So Mishnah Berurah says, in regards to the second point, this is all talking about, he was told explicitly he should do bittul on the chametz. Just being told to do bedika does not authorize him to do the bittul. Okay. Excuse me. So, Zot the Mishnah Berurah, Yochel Levatel. So let's talk about this thought process. The Alpha Gab, the Bittul, whom we tam hefker, I said fairly clearly before, Mishnah Berurah, that we paskin the Bittul is mitam hefker. V'arm l'chaveira leich v'hafker n'chosai ein bekaklum ash yafkirem hu ba'atzmoi. We paskin in Chosh Mishpat that hefker is not ayin eshliach. It's a discussion in the Gemara that Hefker does not work Ayin Eshliach. So I'm going to have an obvious question. So how can Bittul, which works based on Hefker, work Ayin Eshliach if Bittul works on Hefker and Hefker does not work Ayin Eshliach? Fair question. So to Mishnah Berurah, Hakel in Yechametz Yesh Lo Hakel. Over here we can be lenient and say that it will work. Why? Really, this is a funny hefker. Why so? Because really, midaraisa, it's not yours. And really, midaraisa is not yours, it becomes hefker. So, before anything, right, the person owns an item which becomes asa bahanlo, it's a chalukah b'sharnim, but Rashi and others learn it automatically becomes hefker. Hefker means bialus on an item. And if I have something which I cannot use any way, shape, or form, that's not called bialus. I own this thing. So what does it mean you own it? Well, I own it. Well, how do you express your ownership? Well, because I own it. But what can you do with it? I can't do anything with it. Can you sell it? No, I can't sell it. Can you give it to somebody? I can't give it to anybody. Can you eat it? I can't eat it. So what does it mean? Why is it called bialus in Dinei Torah? So Rashi learns that something which is Neser Ba'anoa becomes Enesh Shaloi. So why are you ever by your Ramatze? If it's not yours, you're not by your Ramatze. The Torah said it's your Iver. So the Gemara says that the Torah, as it were, sort of held you responsible by saying, you know what, we're going to consider it as if it's in your Rishus for this purpose. So it's not really in your Rishus, but until you do something to actively get rid of it, the Torah is going to consider it in your possession in order to be over the Issa. So the Torah basically held you responsible on something which really, theoretically, you shouldn't be responsible for. And therefore, El Torah he made the Rishus Alinya Shiavrula, Uficha Begiloi Das Bovad, Shumagala Daito Lonichale, the Heavy Lay Schuse, Beklaba Gave Sagi. So the first explanation, Mishnah Berurah says, so therefore, over here, you don't really need the full power of Hefker. You basically need to say that you're accepting the status that the Torah gave to it that is Hefker. The Torah made also Banu, which means the Torah made it Hefker. The Torah came along and said, by the way, you know, you're going to hold responsible thing until you agree to this. So I agreed to it. Good. Every conversation, so that's it. So it comes out that if, by me telling the Shliach that I want him to be mevatel it, I'm expressing my agreement to that fact. So the Shlichus over here is sufficient because you don't really need the normal Shlichus. I have to empower the person to do something. Over here, I basically need him to do something to express how serious I am about my acceptance of the status the Torah gave it. Well, if you're willing to ask somebody to do that, it means you're accepting the status the Torah gave it, and that's good enough. That's all you need. So that's the first explanation. So the Mishnah Berurah v'yesh machmirin b'zeh. But some disagree with this, and they say, if it's hefker, it doesn't work. And therefore, b'shas etchak yesh l'hakel. So if you don't have an option, so you can be mekel, the roi v'poiskim eskim l'dasa mechaber. But the majority of the poskim accepted the opinion of the Mechaber that bittul ayin shliach works. And therefore, if you don't have an option of doing the bittul yourself, you can do it ayin shliach. So I know that my friend is out of town. I know that he is the most forgetful guy in the world. And I know that he's going to act in Vatalit. So I have no problem. So you know what? I'm going to do him a favor and be Mavatalit for him. I'm sorry, it doesn't work. It only works if he's appointed to be a shliach for the purpose of bittul. Now, when the shliach says this, he says, "I mean, mevatel chemsel shaploini." Hainu shol yarmer deika bebeisa hadein. The tamei yeshu makamachri. He could have said, "All of the chametz is found in this house where he's standing. The shliach is standing in the house of the owner, and saying all the chametz found in this house is hefker." Well, that's not going to work either, because maybe the owner owns chametz in other places as well. So therefore, you're to say, where all the chametz belongs to so-and-so. Kasachran, in the Yom B'Yom, Kol Chamira, Dikir, B'Shusei, Deploini. So now, the Lashon, that I knew about, I didn't know about it. It's not really depending on the Shliach, it's depending on the owner. So he writes, all of the chametz was in the possession of so-and-so. The Yodabay, the Lo Yodabay, which whether that person knows about it or not. Well, the Yom, the Lo Yodabay, fine. The person was appointed as the the guardian for the assignment. So his responsibilities include that he has the key to make sure that the house is set up for Pesach correctly, which means he has the responsibility of bdika and beer and bittul. Fine. Welcome Shanoisim Skar La Bedika, Noisin Skar. If it's normal to pay for the Bedika and he has to hire somebody, then he has the power to use the funds of the Ketanim to pay for the Bedika. Now, so after Pesach, he didn't do the Abishopis didn't do the beer, the bdika, the beer and the bittul like he's supposed to. So Mishmur's gonna say in a second, so the children, they can't be held responsible, they're katanim, or that they believe this fellow is taking care of it. Well, there's a kanas. What do you want from them? They Bazin appoints this person to take care of their needs. They assume he's doing what he's also doing. So they're not held culpable. So they're not worried about the ketanim. We should argue on the apitropis that he should get a kanas. Now the kanas is for being a Rabbi Yerei Motze. He's not a Rabbi Yerei Motze. It's not his chometz. Right, so there's nobody over here on a technicality. There's nobody who's going to deserve the kanas. So to Mishmur, one second. That's not so simple. That was you're saying that it's not his chometz. We'll see later on in a case where a person has shrimer on chometz. There's cases where he's considered the owner regardless of this by Rabbi Yemotze. If he has a level of culpability on the responsibility on the chometz, that makes it the kuvah of being his. The world learns out from a pasuk. Zogt the Mishabura, that's if a person has a level of chiyav, hiskayev on gneva baveda, or hiskayev on oinus. This fellow's not chayev on, he's not chayev on gneva, he's only chayev on pshia. Pshia, the reason why a person's chayev on pshia, because it's not, you're not really a regular shomer, which is chayev on gneva baveda. But if you actually are pshia, we're going to hold you responsible. Chiyav of pshia is not enough to say it's yours that you should be chayav by your remotse. Fine. V'yosim kotan shein l'apichopis v'over lo b'pesach efshe shein leser chomet shaloi d'lema niknesei. So this young kotan did not have an apichopis. So they, well, you know what? So you know you should have done something. Give him a kanas. He's a kotan. So there's nobody that potentially would be relevant to give a kanas to. Prima Gadim. Right, some boys, Masha Kosta, Bizet. The Prima Gadim fine. He may reach for base, so if the husband's not home, he can move out to wherever he is. Well, we know that he didn't appoint somebody else to do that for him. So, we did bring an opinion, which is macher, that shlichus does not work. So it makes sense that the person, wherever he is, should do a bitl on his own. I'm out of town. You know what? I hired so-and-so to take care of my house. He's to do the bdika. He'll do the beer. He'll do the bittel. And I'm going to enjoy my vacation in the Caribbean. You know? Right? I'm sorry. Lemaisa, but according to some opinions, shlichus on bittel doesn't work. So wherever he is, he should better set his alarm clock to remind him to make sure that he does the bittel at the proper time. Because I appointed a shliach, but shlichus might not, arguably shlichus doesn't work. So it's a good idea that he should move out to wherever he is. Yeah. We're afraid he's going to forget. Because the whole lumdus of the best way to guarantee you're not going to forget is you do the bedika in conjunction with the bittul in conjunction with the bedika. But he's not there for the bedika. So that's why we suggest he should do a shliach, who will be doing the bedika and then do the bittul. And then the bittul. Right. Now, if the husband is not doing the bittul wherever he is, so the woman should do it. So, zat mishabur v'meinu oisa. L'char mino yadah ha'isha shein abal mavata b'mkamer. So they didn't have telephones. Right? So she has met the telepathy saying, you know, he's out of town. He had to go away. And he can't get back for Yom Tov. And I'm reading his mind. He wasn't Mevatel. I mean, how does she know he wasn't Mevatel? Ella Hakavona Shena that the Tumah Kesh Shena Ena Habal Rogo Lasses Kane. The Baal is not in the situation on a regular basis, going away and doing it by, you know, doing the bittul, not in conjunction with the bedikah. He always is here. And this year he had to go away. So the woman who's smart cops that her husband might forget, because he doesn't, he's not in his normal pattern. So that she can do bittul in place of the husband without being appointed. Because vis-a-vis the wife, she has acting authority over the property. She's able to do as if she's appointed. But to realize zero, it's important to point out to the women they should do this. We're still going to have the argument that it might, it's not hers. So maybe she's not the right person to do bittul. And therefore, the husband can't rely on the wife doing it. He should do it himself. She'll talk a language of it. It's belonging to the husband. She'll say it in a language she understands. Now, she's not doing the bedikah. She appointed somebody else to do the bedikah. Come on, bittul toy yoser shatasa ba'atzma b'loshin shemavina. She said, okay, let him do the bittul also. Now, that's a problem, because we said before that the only person who can do bittul is either the Baal or a person appointed by the Baal. So she's appointing somebody for bittul. She's not the Baal. So she can do it as if she's appointed by the Baal. But now she wants to turn around and appoint somebody else. So, not such a good idea. And she says to herself, you know, I'm going to say it in English. This fellow over here, he can say it in Aramaic. No, say it in English. We said before that it's not even clear the husband, the owner can make a shliach for bittul. That the woman should make a shliach for bittul is much more problematic. But in a case where the woman actually owns the chometz, for example, an amana, or a single woman, whatever the situation would be, she owns chometz, so she can appoint the shliach like any other owner. There's also a case where she's married. She's being mevatel chometz, which belongs to her husband, not to her. And then she wants to turn around and not only mevatel it, but appoint a shliach to be mevatel it. She doesn't have the power to do this. She doesn't believe the owner. So, fine. Okay, let's hold it here.